This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy. He's a singer, he's a dancer, he's a model, he's a disco king. He can be a shy guy, but also a showboy, but he's also a part-time exhibitionist. And to tell us what he does when he's not being an exhibitionist, he's the hottest gay pop star in Sydney. Good morning, Dan Knight.
Hello, how are you going?
We're very well.
Now, that's good.
Now, I've been reading a bit about you, Dan, and you're not an Australian, are you?
I'm not, no, I'm English originally.
Hey, come on, the English.
I'm an Essex boy, though, so that means I'm really common.
Very white. Do you still wear the white stilettos, Dan?
Yeah, I dance around my handbag, too.
Now, Dan, have you been singing and dancing from a young age?
Yeah, I've kind of always done it, really, like... Much to my parents, I'm sure my mum would prefer it if I was a doctor or something, but I've just always, it's always been the natural thing to do, so, yeah.
And basically your big chance came, you moved to Australia in 2001. How old were you when you did that?
I was 13.
How was that for a teenager uprooting from England and coming to Australia? Was that pretty scary?
A little bit. I moved a lot when I was little, though, so I just kind of, you know... smiled lots to make friends, and
that does help, doesn't it?
Yes, I find it does.
And so, how did you get discovered, Dan?
I actually the first kind of lot of recording I did, I stalked. This is really bad.
The word stalk doesn't bode well.
Yeah, no. Well, there was an advert in a music magazine saying that some producers were looking for singers and writers to help, you know, make music with them. So I sent them a demo and some photos and a letter, and they didn't hear anything. So then I started sending the same thing every week, or a different letter every week. And in the end, they rang me and said, can you not send us any more letters?
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well done. Persistence came
yeah,
through.
Well, I said, I won't send you any more if you let me come in and meet you. And then I ended up writing a lot of my first album with them. And while I was doing that, I managed to get a record deal and a management deal. So, yeah, it kind of all... Pretty much, I just hassled everyone into getting what I want.
Now, Dan, I was chatting to Queen Miss Liv Tidder last week, who happens to be your housemate, and one question I was dared to ask is, what's it like living in the shadow of a puppet?
You know, she's not so bad. I just ignore her when she gets on my nerves.
It must be a very interesting and artistic household, for sure.
Yeah, there's loads of fights, and no, it's not too bad. It's always interesting.
Now, you've done a few performances. How would you describe, if someone comes to see one of your shows, how would you describe one of your shows?
One of my shows?
Yeah.
They're always a bit different, and they're always fun, because I don't like to just stand and sing, you know, like I like to have dancers, and like the last big shows we did, we had a laser show, we had projection on the walls and dancers, and then at Fair Day I had 8 dancers and 2 acrobats, and yeah, I like to make them as interesting as possible, because if you want to hear the music, you can just buy the CD. If you're going to pay to see the show, you may as well get a really good show.
And I believe from that you've moved into a bit of film, Dan. Well, tell us about that.
I've done 2 music videos for the first album.
Okay.
And I'm actually kind of talking with a company at the moment about being in a film, which I've never done before. I haven't done a great deal of acting for a long time, so that's could either be a really good thing or a really bad thing.
And would that be mainly music-based? Will you be singing in the film, or is it straight?
It's just acting, yeah.
Okay. Now, you are going on tour around Australia. You've locked in your Canberra date, so if anyone's listening in Canberra at the moment, you're going to be in Canberra next week. It's next weekend, isn't it?
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday
at the Hush Lounge.
Yes, on the corner of Launceston and Irving Street in Phillip. At the corner of Launceston and Irving Street.
That's right, yep. And I think there's still some tickets available. They called me yesterday and they said there was still a few tickets.
Ooh.
he's hot to trot in the ACT.
Oh, it's good to know something exciting happening in Canberra for once.
It's all the porn and the politicians, I guess. That's a nice change.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to play your new single in a second, but if people want to actually buy your music, how can they get hold of it?
Well, the new single went onto iTunes on Monday, actually, so that's on there now, and also through CD Baby, and the album, Energy, which came out last year, that's on iTunes as well. So just search Dan Knight, Brave New World, or Dan Knight Energy.
And we'll find it on that. And of course, if we want to find out more about you as well, you've got your website, danknight.com.au?
Yep, that's the one.
Yep, so tell us a little bit about the single that we're about to hear.
Well, this single, my record company wanted me to hold it off until my next album.
Okay.
But at the beginning of this year, I was like, oh, I'm feeling really, like, I hadn't done anything for a couple of months, and I'd done a lot of hosting, and I hadn't done much music, and I was kind of like, just let me release a single, like, I'm totally in the zone for this single. So they let me release it, and it's actually turned out to be, so far, the most popular one I've done. It's had more radio play and more everything than any of the other tracks from my last album.
I personally really like it, but although I must say it does sound a little bit like Kylie Minogue's Light Years. So are you upset that she's copying you?
It sounds like Kylie. No, I love Kylie. It's funny you say that, because someone described me the other day that if Kylie and Madonna had a baby, it would have been me. So I guess it's a good thing, because I love Kylie. So.
You're a lesbian love child. I love it.
Beautiful. Dan Knight, thank you very much for chatting to us. We're going to have a listen to your track, Brave New World, right now.
No worries.
There you go. That's Dan Knight, and this is Brave New World. You're on Joy 94.9 with the Hump Day Crew. Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.